between 35 and 50% of food is wasted because of poor storage, and that also affects the food safety. So not only are people food insecure, but they are potentially eating food that is not safe, that we wouldn't consider safe to eat.
What did you find were some feasible solutions to this problem of food waste?
One of the key challenges that smallholder farmers face is in relation to how they store their food. Many farmers don't sell into formal value chains, and they don't have the infrastructure needed to look after the crops that they produce. So the storage, the drying of the crops is not very good. The infrastructure isn't very good. And as a consequence, farmers tend to sell their crop early when prices are low, and when they need food later on in the year, they'll buy back when the prices are high.
So what happens then to farmers who cannot access the markets?
Farmers who don't have access to markets are reliant on local traders who will pay the going price within the local market, and the farmers don't have access to value addition, so they're selling a raw product.
In the studies that you all performed in Africa, did you find that smallholder farmers are willing to support some of the changes? And also, if so, at what cost?
The work that we've been doing in Malawi in regard to groundnuts has identified food safety as a key problem, and farmers are starting to recognize that the public health of their communities is affected, particularly in relation to aflatoxin, which is a toxin produced by mold. And farmers, as they become aware of this issue, are very keen to find solutions to that particular problem. The Center for Disease Control estimates that there are over 4.5 billion people chronically exposed to aflatoxin, and there is an urgent need to address this huge public health issue. Aflatoxin is one of the major causes of liver cancer around the world, and it contributes to undernutrition, so it affects childhood stunting, and the impact of that can last three or four generations. It also is immunosuppressant, so it is implicated in a number of other diseases that people are trying to tackle in Africa.
What kind of support then is needed in order to make some of these changes come into a reality?
In order to make the changes happen that we think are needed, there needs to be a broad consensus that food safety is a key component of food security, and that the simple solutions that are available, such as small-scale drying and storage for smallholder communities, needs to be paid for either through agribusiness value chains as a public health intervention. And the way that we see it is that food safety should be treated in the same way as safe water. So where we are prepared to invest in boreholes and wells, we ought to be investing in small-scale storage and drying and primary processing.
Looking ahead at the upcoming G8 summit, how do you think leaders will respond to implementing some of these changes?
What we are hoping will come out of the G8 summit when the leaders are looking at the sustainable development goals is that they will recognize that food safety is a key component of food security, and that while we are pushing hard for nutritious food to be made available, we are also looking at how food security embraces food safety, and that the leaders see that relatively modest interventions in food storage have huge economic impact in terms of reducing waste and improving public health gains through improved food safety.